Listen for main idea. Listen to two holiday descriptions on a podcast. Choose the main idea.
This is Gail Wenders. Welcome to my podcast. I'm speaking today with two guests, Gonzalo Escobar, a teacher from Oaxaca, Mexico, and Dai Hong, a writer from Kunming, China. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Gonzalo, let's start with you. You're from Mexico, and some of our listeners may not be familiar with the Day of the Dead, the seasonal and religious holiday that's celebrated there. Tell us a little about it.
So, if you've ever seen the movie Coco, you know what the Day of the Dead, or Día de los Muertos, is.
I loved that movie.
In Mexico, we celebrate the holiday in late October and early November. We remember our relatives who have died.
But it's not a sad holiday, right?
That's right. Even though it's a time to remember the dead, it's actually a time of happiness and love, a celebration of life, even a time to tell funny stories about our loved ones.
So what do people do?
Well, it's traditional for families to put up orange and purple decorations. For example, orange marigold flowers and orange and purple colored paper. We also put up photographs of our dead relatives. We create a kind of memorial for them, just for the holiday. For example, we put out skulls, not real skulls, but skulls that are made of sugar, called calaveras, and our relatives' favorite drinks and foods. Many families spend the night at the cemetery to be with their loved ones who have died.
That actually sounds beautiful.
It is. People also come out into the street to celebrate. More recently, people have begun to paint their faces to look like the dead. And in some of the places that observe the holiday, there are parades, and there's music, and people dance.
What are the religious ceremonies associated with the holiday?
Well, you could say there's a kind of ceremony for families at the cemetery. They walk together to their family's graves, and they pray for their loved ones. And then they sit at the grave and have a picnic so they can enjoy a meal together, the living and the dead.
So interesting. Thanks, Gonzalo. So, Dai Hong, I understand there's a holiday Chinese people celebrate to remember the dead too. Is that right?
Yes, it's called Qingming. It's a seasonal holiday that usually takes place in April.
So what's special about it?
Well, on Qingming, everyone goes to the cemetery where their dead relatives are buried, and they clean and sweep their graves.
Gonzalo, cleaning graves is a tradition that's practiced on the Day of the Dead, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We clean our relatives' graves at the cemetery, and we decorate them, too, with photos and flowers. And we also leave traditional dishes there, as well as the foods our loved ones used to like when they were living.
For us, cleaning the graves of our loved ones is a way to commemorate their lives and show respect for them. It's also an opportunity to go outside and enjoy the warmer spring weather. Many people like to fly kites during Qingming, again, to celebrate the warmer weather of the season. In some places, they even organize sports events for the occasion.
So it doesn't sound like a particularly sad holiday either, does it?
Not really. Gonzalo was talking about how Mexican families bring food and drinks to the cemetery for their dead relatives. It's really interesting. We do that too.
Are there any traditional dishes people make?
Yes, there is something that we like to make for the holiday and for our dead relatives to enjoy. Green rice balls. And we eat eggs too. Oh, and one other thing. We also like to leave colorful pieces of paper on our family's graves. It represents money. We want to be sure that our family members have enough of it, wherever they are.
So do other countries in Asia celebrate this holiday or something similar?
As a matter of fact, yes. There are similar holidays in Korea, Japan, Vietnam, Cambodia.
That's true for the Day of the Dead, too. You can find similar holiday traditions throughout Latin America, in Guatemala, Peru, Brazil.
Really fascinating. Thank you both for telling us about these two holidays that have such similar traditions.